WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. United now joining Alaska Airlines and saying they have found loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after a fuselage section blew out during Alaska Airlines flight last Friday. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance wondering about quality control.
Once we know exactly what's happened here and how this door was lost, then the question is exactly what part of the inspection process failed at and at what stage, whether it was the folks who made the fuselages and shipped them to Seattle, whether it was in Seattle or whether it was something to do with Alaska Airlines maintenance.
The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away. They are getting snow in Iowa today, part of a big winter storm that stretches across most of the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in court today in Washington, D.C., trying to argue that Trump should enjoy absolute immunity for his actions as president and that double jeopardy applies since he was acquitted by the Senate during impeachment. Special counsel Jack Smith's team arguing against those claims. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One child has died and another is in critical condition after the pair fell through ice on a Sun Prairie pond last week. Officials responded Friday afternoon to a retention pond near South Thompson Road in Sun Prairie after it was reported two children fell through the ice. The police department indicated in its statement on Monday that the boys were 6 years old and 8 years old. Emergency crews went into the water to pull the boys out, and they were taken to the hospital in critical condition. Additional dive teams were called to the area after getting reports that more children were in the water. It was later determined that the boys were the only two that fell in. One of the boys passed away over the weekend. The other is still in critical condition. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through much of tonight. We're talking 8 to 12 inches of accumulation with wind gusts to between 30 and 35 here through the day today and into tonight, and that will create blowing snow. Our high today, 32. Tonight, snow will end late. Our low, 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 30. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday, even if it also happens to be a snowy start. At least we're moving on with the week, I guess. We'll try to find a bright spot in there somewhere. Get your coffee, get your donuts. You're going to definitely need them. Here's Whitesnake, Here I Go Again on 99.7 Max FM.
Searching for an answer.
90s and more.
Max FM.
Little Lies, there is Fleetwood Mac. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. A snowy start to our Tuesday, Finn. My goodness, winter weather has officially arrived.
Looks like shoveling is on the agenda for today.
Yes, it definitely is. I just had Aspie outside, out here on Goose Poop Pond. Now, I won't speak for the rest of the area, but right at our immediate, in our general vicinity, we've got a couple inches already on the ground. It's kind of wet, a little heavy, kind of packed type snow. Perfect snowman's snow for the kiddos since they don't have school today because, well, you know, it's winter weather season, yeah. I guess. Now, we do have a whole list of schools who won't be in session today. Basically, if you can hear us right now in this immediate area and aren't listening on a stream, then your kids probably aren't going to school today. Let them sleep in would be, you know, kind of what I would do, but, you know, each their own. But we'll run down this list really quickly. Adams Friendship Area School District closed today. Baraboo Public Schools are going to have a virtual learning day. Baraboo Community Christian School is going to have a virtual learning day for the high school only. Baraboo St. John's Lutheran School is closed today. Baraboo St. Joseph's Catholic School and the Early Childhood Center is closed today. Columbus Schools, Lodi Schools, both closed today. MATC in Portage and Reedsburg, no classes there today. Mauston Schools, Montello Schools, Partyville Schools, all closed today. Portage Schools are going to have a virtual learning day. Poinette Schools, Reedsburg Public Schools, Reedsburg Sacred Heart, Reedsburg St. Peter's Lutheran, all closed today as well. Sauk Prairie Schools, Westfield Schools, Weston Schools, Wisconsin Dell Schools, and Waniwok Union Center Schools all closed today. Well, that pretty much takes care of that. Everybody kind of hunker down and enjoy the snow, I guess, because really we have no other choice. It's coming, whether we want it to or not. That winter storm warning is in effect through tonight. Now, Corey Hartman and I were chatting a little bit earlier because on a big weather day, he's already up. I know, it's rare to get him up before the sun, but he is officially up for the day. And he says the heaviest snow is probably going to start after 9 a.m. He's still in the 6 to 9 inch vicinity as far as what we're going to get before this is all said and done. So we'll see kind of how we end up in this particular storm system. But we're not wrapping up until late tonight. So just get ready for the snow. Safe driving out there today.
Yeah.
Make sure that if you do have to be somewhere, if you're commuting somewhere, take it easy and maybe call ahead. I know with the weather the way it is, a lot of places are still trying to make decisions if they want to close early, if they're going to open at all, if they're going to have a work from home day. So maybe best to call ahead and see what your particular appointment or place or provider is actually doing today. So that would be my little PSA for today as you head out into the winter weather. It was lovely out there, though, this morning. I have to say, walking around with Aspie, there was a gentle, it looked like sparkles and glitter coming out of the sky. It was lovely until you realize that it's going to accumulate and then it's going to stay here because the temperatures drop wildly next week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mother Nature, she's not giving us a break in any way, shape, or form, is she now?
And still, it was kind of like, what is this strange, wondrous white stuff falling from the skies?
Yes. It's very pretty right now because it is kind of heavy, so it's sticking to everything. Now, I hope that doesn't mean we have issues later today if it continues to be this heavy and we have inches and inches of it. That would be the next concern. And I know there are several providers out there, you know, for like our utilities have already put out, you know, disclaimers like, with the weather we're getting, expect maybe some interruptions to service because I think they're kind of looking at the same thing. So we shall see how we fare. Hopefully
just
it's
be
just
careful
gentle.
Out there.
Hopefully it's gentle on us. It's our first big one of the year. Come on, Mother Nature. We don't need everything all at once. You don't need to make up for it, you know, in this for the nicer weather we've had in this one particular snowstorm. My goodness. But, you know, here's the thing. We're not in this one alone, Finn. If you look to the west of us, I mean, they've been dealing with this for a couple of days. I have friends. I mentioned them in South Dakota yesterday. I checked in to see how things were going there. She's like, I don't know. I just quit measuring.
Wow. That's saying something.
I think they were around the 10 inch mark when she finally quit measuring, and that would be pretty typical for a South Dakota snowstorm. I grew up in a lot of those, and boy, you know, when it decides to dump a lot of snow in South Dakota, it dumps a lot of snow, a lot of snow. But those good folks up in North Dakota, they're just laughing at the rest of us because they're in a perpetual winter storm warning from basically, I don't know, October on. They have nothing going on up there whatsoever at this point. So they can just laugh at the rest of us and be like, for the first time ever, we have nothing. You have it all. Have a good time, folks. So
have fun with that.
Oh, man. Did you do
I'm so envious of kids that actually have the day off from school. Because when I was in school, when I went to high school in Baraboo back in the day, we never got a snow day. Never. Ever. It was like...
I feel like we've gotten kind of weeny about how we deal with snow. Now, just as an indication, I was out with Max yesterday getting him ready to go back to Milwaukee. So we made our way to Madison. I mentioned it. We were doing the big Costco run. We had a few other errands we had to run. People were losing their minds yesterday.
Yeah.
It was absolutely insane and rude. So absolutely rude. I was like, seriously, people, it's a snowstorm. You're in Wisconsin. I'm assuming at one or two other points of your life, you've gone through this before. And I get you want to get home. I was in the same boat, but it doesn't pay to be rude and obnoxious and just disrespectful to everybody else around you. Now, not everybody. Some people were great. great. But a majority of the people, they were the only ones being completely affected by the 6 to 9 inches of snow that we may see at the end of this. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it was nuts. And then to top it all off, we're sitting there waiting to get gas in Max's car, and he gets a text. The only reason he was going back as early as he was because he was supposed to work tonight for his job at the city of Wauwatoma. And he gets a text that their city council meeting was canceled. But here we are, his car completely loaded down. Everything's all packed up. And I was like, dude, head home. If your classes don't start until late next week, because he's still not exactly sure when the TV portion of his classes actually start. He hasn't got that confirmation from the school yet. I was like, you know, in between snowstorms, because it looks like we could see a little bit more snow later this week, I'm like, you can always come back. You can always come back for a day or two and hang out with us. So, but he went home. He got himself unpacked. He got himself all settled in. All was good. Oh, is that why she's so whiny? Oh, I don't know if you can hear Aspen. Corey's up and moving around, and she sees her daddy. And my daddy is not coming to get me. He's not letting me out of this kennel. He's not talking to me. He's not petting me. Did she just look at how sad she looks? Aww. She's got her ears bent down. She's got her head hanging. She just wants to hang out with her natty this morning. Oh, this is terrible. Sad. Anyway, you might
depression
hear her
Sally over there.
It is. I mean, it's more than Depression Sally. This is like we're full out just on
in the arms of an angel. Mm-hmm. Sarah McLachlan.
Yes.
Mode.
Yeah. Yes. Aspie has several of those moments a day. Sarah McLachlan moments, and now Edie Falco moments as well.
Uh-huh.
She's got several of those a day. Anytime you have to put her booties on, anytime you have to put her coat on, anytime you have to put a rope on her, because apparently she thinks she should just run free in this world, she gives you the Sarah McLachlan is right around the corner and she's sure. coming for you, mommy, kind of look.
Or a neglected dog.
Yes, yes. But at any rate, before Corey and Aspie interrupted the conversation, yes, please be kind out there today, especially if you have errands to run, because everybody's in the same boat. Nobody wants to be stuck in the winter weather. You are not the only one out there. Let me just rephrase that. You are not the only one being affected by this right this very
Don't
minute.
Don't get me
ridiculous.
Started on the whole rude thing with people.
It's ridiculous.
I mean,
yesterday.
This weekend, when we went to the grocery store, mm-hmm. it was so bad. I almost started thinking of the Matty Jones way of taking care of this problem of ordering groceries online
I'm
and going
you.
To curbside pickup, because there could be a moment where I just snap because people are so rude, and it's it's the entitlement thing. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, and yesterday it was like I was pushing my cart through a couple of aisles. Now, we were at Costco, so mind you, the aisles are a little bit bigger. But, I mean, this cart was loaded down. Apparently, my kid has not had the money to buy himself aluminum foil. He has not had the money to buy himself jelly for a while. And I was like, dude, all you had to do was ask for, like, a little extra money. Dad and I would have been happy to float you, like, an extra $20, $25, $50 if that's really what you needed. I mean, anyway, I was stunned at the whole thing. So we were loading him up, getting him ready to go back. And people just like, you'd say, excuse me. And they just look at you like, yeah, I'm standing here. I mean, what are we doing here? We don't need to be that rude to one another. It's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. And I am one of those people who's probably overly nice to others when they're like that. My mom always taught me, you know, when they're being disrespectful and rude to you, be overly kind to them, because it just makes them look like the smaller person. So it's a little passive aggressive, which kind of fits how I am. So I was just being overly nice to everybody until there was one gentleman yesterday. Now, I don't actually think I meant to say the words I said out loud, but they just kind of slipped because I'd kind of had it with everybody. There was an older couple in the store. I'm saying probably mid-60s, early 70s. And they were not moving as quickly as everybody else, which was fine. I didn't care. So I went to go around them. And when I went to go around them, again, Costco aisles, there was a gentleman who was probably maybe in his late 50s headed towards me as fast as he possibly could. I mean, he had that cart just a trucking. This was like NASCAR, carting in the middle of Costco. He's going as fast as he can. Well, I went to get back behind the older couple because I saw him coming. and I didn't get back behind them in time. He was so upset with me because he had to slow down his cart. And I was like, seriously? And the words came out of my mouth. And I won't repeat what I said because I can't. But the words came out of my mouth, and Max and Dexter were both standing there, and they just cracked up because the guy heard me and he shot me a look. And I didn't mean to, but I think I'd had it with everybody. And I was like, dude, you are not the only one in the store. I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. Everything. And he was so upset because I got in his way and he had to slow down his cart for 5 seconds. I was like, okay, I'm out. Now I'm done being nice. Like, I just, what are we doing here?
It's so frustrating, isn't it? I mean, and not everybody's that way. Every once in a while, you'll get some people that are polite, you know, they are well-mannered, but
we lose our minds when the weather gets like this. I mean, I know this happens frequently in a lot of other places, and this is how people act, but then you get a snowstorm on top of it, and was just mad chaos yesterday. I was floored. Because here's the thing. I mean, I'm sure, as I said earlier, most of us have lived in an area, if we're in Wisconsin, that's gotten this type of weather before. This is not new
to
us.
Not the first time we've experienced
January. It's January in the Midwest. We are going to get some snowstorms. It's just how it works. If you don't like it, then maybe Florida or Arizona is a better option for you. I mean, none of us really love this kind of weather. We don't love waiting for a snowstorm to hit. Nobody wants to deal with it. But, you know, we're here. We choose to be here. So there's not much you're going to do about it. But yesterday, it was insane. Now, here's the other thing that really kind of, this one doesn't affect me. But I have to say, I feel a little bad for kids now since COVID, because we figured out how to do this virtual learning day. Now, I know some of these schools are just off today, but some of them have figured out a way to never have a snow day because you can do virtual learning day. I'm like, no, go play in the snow for a little bit. I mean, I remember when my boys were really little, the very first big snowfall of the year, we just didn't have school at all at our house, like at all, because they weren't going to concentrate. They wanted to go play in it. So we had a full out snow day. The snowmen, the snow angels, we were building forts out there. They were sweaty. They were wet. But they had an amazing time. I kind of feel bad, I have to say, for kids, because now we know how to do virtual school, and that's not nearly as fun as a snow day.
Yeah. I mean, they're never going to get that time back. I mean, that's the time where that's part of life. I mean, remember when you were a kid growing up? And I mean, what are they going to miss in the course of a day or 2 days?
Right?
I mean, really?
Right? There's so many ways to get the information now. I know the schools text and they call, but I'm sure you're in my boat because we're older. Like, you used to sit around and watch the TV or listen to the radio and just wait for your school to be on there. And you'd be like, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. And then they'd skip over it, right? Because your school hadn't called yet, but every other school around you was going to be off for the day.
That was Baraboo back in the day.
So you knew it was coming. Like, you knew it was coming at some point, and then that glorious word would come by. Like an hour later, you'd hear the your town being called and the schools, and it was like the biggest, best moment of your life as a kid, because that meant for one amazing day while you were supposed to be in school, you didn't have to be. And it was the best moment of a kid's life. And now we follow it up with, there's no school, but you're having a virtual learning day, which is not nearly as fun as the whole no school
thing.
Not
at all. No. I agree.
Kids have got it tough. They've got it tough these days, right? I don't even know what a virtual learning day looks like, because obviously my kids have always been homeschooled. So is it like your normal workload just online? I don't even know how they go about doing this. So if you're listening this morning, educate us. I don't even know what that looks like, because my kids have always been at home. I know Phoenix already does online school, so I'm sure he's kind of in the same boat. He never really gets kind of a snow day, but let us know what your kids' day is going to look like if if you're a virtual learning parent. 355-9970, that's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. But it's not nearly as good as the glorious words that there was no school for you that particular day.
Best.
It was so good. I still remember it. I still remember that elation that you would feel when you were listening to the radio and your school came on. It was just
And then getting
the
outside and playing in the snow and making snowmen
yes.
and snow angels yes. and forts.
Sledding
and
yes,
fights.
All
the
of that
best.
Good stuff. It was absolutely amazing. Now, speaking of this weather, this winter storm warning, let's go back through this here for anybody who didn't hear all the details here a few minutes ago. This is going to be in effect through tonight. Now, we're expecting anywhere between 8 to 12 inches of snow before this all wraps up. We're also expecting windy conditions. And as I sit here this morning looking out our patio doors in our studio, it is definitely picking up out there, which of course is going to create some blowing snow as the snow continues to fall. So again, be safe with the travels. 32 is all for a high today. The snow is going to end late tonight down to 24 and then mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 30. Right now it is 31. It's 728 right now. Here is Naked Eyes. Always something there to remind me on 99.7 Max FM.
I walk along the city streets. You used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Whoa.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:31 right now. And, Finn, I don't want to talk about weather anymore because it's just going to depress me. The wind's picking up. It's starting to snow harder. I have too many big windows where I can watch all of this happening in front of my face. So I want to talk about some weird state laws because this is always a fun topic in the morning. You know, a weird law that we would love to implement in our state. You know, like perhaps you know, you're allowed to turn right on the red, but just sit there in front of me until the light turns green. 10 years in jail when you actually do that. That would be great because I ran into a lot of that yesterday too when I was trying to make my way around Madison. At any rate, Fox News just reposted a list of some of the oddest laws on the books all around the United States. And you've maybe heard of some of these before, like billboards aren't allowed in Hawaii and you can't buy a car on Sunday in some states. But here are a few that you might not know. And then I dug a little deeper into Wisconsin specifically. So we'll talk about that in just a moment as well. So in Alabama, it's against the law to dress up as a priest or a nun unless you really are one. This even applies at Halloween. Now, I don't know how many people actually get ticketed or arrested for it, but it is an interesting concept. In Arizona, there's a law that specifically bans rigging claw machine games, so they're impossible to win. Do you have to rig those? I think they're pretty like impossible to win most of the time anyway. But
exactly.
You know,
what state did you say that was?
That's in Arizona. So okay. You can't rig a claw machine game. Little Rock, Arkansas has a law that bans beeping your horn outside any sandwich shop after 9 p.m. Okay, that's kind of a weird one. Why would you be beeping outside anyway? And my second question is, what are they afraid is going to happen in the sandwich shop? Somebody's using the meat cutter, they're going to get startled. I mean, I know things are sharp, but that's kind of weird.
It's crazy.
In California, you're allowed to eat frogs unless they died in a frog jumping competition, then you can't. Okay. You know, this really begs the question, like, why do we have these laws? What happened in one moment in time?
Wouldn't you love to know?
Right. We're in California. Yeah. All of a sudden, we can't eat a non-winner in a frog jumping competition. Not that I would eat a frog anyway, but I know frog legs kind of one of those things
kind of
people
a thing.
Love. Yeah. In Colorado, you can't use indoor furniture as outdoor furniture. Okay. In Delaware, whispering in church is technically illegal if it disrupts the service. I'd be in so much trouble. I'd never be able to go again. In Florida, it's illegal to feed wild alligators, which to me is probably just common sense and a really good idea. In Idaho, it's illegal to walk around carrying a white cane unless you're actually blind. In Indiana, noodling, also called hillbilly hand fishing, is illegal. You're also not allowed to fish with dynamite in the great state of Indiana. So many questions. So many questions. In Maryland, it's illegal to make, sell, or trade stink bombs, just in case anybody's wondering. Now, I did dig in specifically to Wisconsin, and we do have some of our own wacky laws here in this wonderful state. You can't serve margarine at a restaurant unless the customer specifically requests it, which, okay, that's kind of an interesting one. Maybe it's because of the dairy that we have here. I have no idea.
So it absolutely has to be butter. It cannot be margarine.
Yes, absolutely, which is, okay, fine. We'll go with that. Okay. It's illegal not to give a farm animal the right-of-way on a public road. Well, of course, that's just sometimes safe, right? Because cows can be a lot bigger than your car, and sometimes it's just better to let the cow do its thing for a minute, because we've all seen them. They get out every now and then. It's illegal not to base business hours on Central Time in the state of Wisconsin, which would be a little confusing considering most of Wisconsin, if not all of it, right? Am I correct
exactly.
on that? Is in Central Time? Okay, I'm making sure I'm just making sure I'm on the same page as everybody else. adultery in Wisconsin is illegal. Technically, you could end up in jail if you cheat on a significant other, which is interesting. And this is a really good one as well because it is Wisconsin. It's illegal to produce cheese that is not highly pleasing to those who want to eat it. So, I mean, how do you determine that? Who determines what is highly pleasing? Is it just anybody who's like, ooh, I don't like this cheese? cheese. This is illegal to serve this to me. Or is there somebody who's actually going around tasting it, sniffing it, making sure that it's highly pleasing to the palate before it's served? I'm not really sure
how
that
works.
Is
there a bad cheese in this state?
No, there's really not. I mean, we can't really go wrong. Maybe that's why it's a funny law, because, I mean, we're doing so well at producing the cheese. But
exactly.
That's how we roll here in Wisconsin. You notice, though, most of our laws revolve around dairy and farm animals.
That checks out.
It does. It really does. But there's a whole list of some of these weird, wacky laws. If you want to check them out, you can do it over on Fox News or just do a little bit of a Google search. I mean, it's a snow day. What else do you got going on, quite honestly? I mean, for some of you, you know, you may be working from home trying to figure out, you know, what to do with the kids today. But weird, wacky laws. You can't go wrong with those at any phase of the day, right? Speaking of the winter weather, we do have that winter storm warning in effect through tonight. We are thinking anywhere between 8 to 12 inches of snow. Corey Hartman's thinking more of the 6 to 9 with the stronger bands in the area right after 9 o'clock this morning, where we could, you know, maybe see an inch or two per hour. So we'll see how it all plays out here. Wind's definitely picking up, though, now out here at Goosepoat Pond, which is just another great moment to remind everybody to be safe on the roads if you do have anywhere to be today. If you're in your car listening right now, slow down, take some extra time. Make sure you call ahead as well. We mentioned this a little earlier, Finn, but some businesses kind of on the fence about whether or not they were going to be open today, whether they were going to close early. And if you don't have to be out, you know, I might as well stay home and look up some of these weird, wacky state laws and figure out where we fall here in Wisconsin. Are we the weirdest with our farm animals and our cheese
don't think
and dairy?
So. Judging by some of the others that you mentioned, I don't think we're the weirdest by any stretch of the word.
I mean, in Indiana, we're talking about hillbilly hand fishing, people. Right. We're just worried about whether or not cows get the right of way if they escape their enclosure. I think we're okay here in Wisconsin. We'll update your forecast for you in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2024. This is Wisconsin's longest-running eagle watching event. Come to the newly renovated Overlook on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see eagles over the Wisconsin River, or you can attend one of the presentations at the River Art Center. Both Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, the Overlook will be staffed with volunteers from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to help find eagles and answer questions. Find all the details and a full schedule of events for presentations at Fairy Bluff Eagle Council. org. Once again, it's the 2024 Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac. And it's a perfect time of year to get outside and enjoy a peaceful winter walk. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Winter Wonderland Walk. This will be on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can get all the details by going to Friends of Mirror Lake State Park on Facebook or by searching their event Winter Wonderland Walk. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month. Menu will include made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And as always, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans and enjoy the VFW Hall and memorabilia, plus gathering around with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be on Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Yes, tis the season. Any phone free for new and current customers. See us at your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
With Max FM Sports,
I'm Mike Ganger. Mother Nature's put a hold on activities for today, with the weather either canceling or postponing all the events for local high schools. Check out the conference schedules for details on postponement dates and other details. Michigan Wolverines were crowned college football national champions last night after a big 34-13 win over number 2 Washington. Michigan finishes a perfect 15-0 for the season in their dominating victory. Bucks return home and drop their second straight last night, 132-116. The Utah Jazz gets the win over Milwaukee. Giannis had a triple-double in the loss, 25 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. 23 from Chris Middleton with 8 assists as well. Team falls to 25-12 for the season, just their fourth loss at home this year. They'll remain at home and host the Boston Celtics on Thursday evening. And of course, the Green Bay Packers will now set their sights on the postseason in a matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur was asked why he's so confident, even with a young team, that they can keep their focus and not just be satisfied with making the playoffs.
Because I just think that I fully believe that these guys have the mindset of just showing up and continuing to work, try to get a little bit better. We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home, and I mean, they're littered with pro bowlers all over their roster, great scheme, great coaches, great players. So you know, our guys they know it starts with the work that we put in and the preparation, and it's going to be a big week for us.
In preparation for Sunday's wildcard matchup, Matt LaFleur was also asked about the very high-powered Cowboys offense.
Well, it was just extremely explosive. You know, I think Dak's playing at a really high level. They got a really good offensive line. Obviously, CD's a problem, but they got a lot of guys on that offense that just they've been able to make a bunch of explosive plays, and they're scoring at a high rate. But I just think a lot of it comes down to how well the quarterback's playing.
Packers at the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 is part of the Super Wild Card weekend. Prior to that, on Sunday, it's going to be the Bills hosting the Steelers at noon. 7 o'clock, the Rams will travel to the Detroit Lions. And then the day before that, Saturday, it's going to be a Browns at Texans, Dolphins at Chiefs. That's 3:30 and 7 o'clock, respectively. And then Monday night, the Philadelphia Eagles travel to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through much of tonight. We're talking 8 to 12 inches of accumulation with wind gusts to between 30 and 35 here through the day today and into tonight, and that will create blowing snow. Our high today, 32. Tonight, snow will end late. Our low, 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 30. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max FM.
7:44 right now. It's Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible on Max FM.
She's crazy, you don't know, she's a
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:48 right now, and Finn, Corey Hartman is out kind of scoping things out as far as weather this morning. I just personally think he wanted to get the four-wheel drive going in the truck because he's just been waiting for that particular moment.
Sure.
So he just pulled over, and he wanted everybody to know that it's not crazy windy yet, but he said it's actually snowing really hard. The main highways are not horrible. Side roads, he said, are. And yes, he says he definitely got to drop her down into four-wheel drive.
He's been waiting for this moment.
You have no idea. We get a dusting and he's like, time to drop her down. I'm like, no, it's not time to drop her. It's not time to do anything yet. But as we were mentioning, just be careful out there if you do have places to go. I was over on social media while we were listening to Robert Palmer and people talking about how, oh, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as they said it was going to get. Yeah, this is not over by a long ways. The heaviest bands of snow are still to come later this morning. So we're supposed to get anywhere between 8 to 12 inches of snow. Corey's forecast, and he can correct me when he gets home a little later on if I'm wrong, but he's saying anywhere between 6 to 9 with the heaviest band starting probably in the 9 a.m. hour and continuing through much of the morning into the early afternoon. But, of course, the winter storm warning in effect through tonight. So hopefully we stay on the lighter side. I mean, that's the one thing. People always get mad, right, when the forecast isn't exactly as they've been told. But at the same time, rather safe than sorry with the kiddos going off to school and if you have to drive in the morning or have any commute. And wouldn't you rather have there be less snow than more? I mean, why get upset about it? Because the forecast might have been off a little bit. And weather systems shift, people. They go a little north, they go a little south. Sometimes, you know, it's a little hard to tell where things are going to go. But
what's the old adage? Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst kind of thing.
Right. But yeah, we're still supposed to get the snow throughout today, again, starting later this morning. And again, Corey's out there right now. He said it's already snowing really hard at this point in time. And when I took Aspie out this morning, it was a light snow, but it was coming down pretty good when we were out there trying to potty. So yeah, it's not done by a long way. So let's just be glad that maybe we can keep up with it a little bit. It's just Mother Nature's way of giving us a break. Get rid of the first couple of inches and then we can talk about what's coming a little later on kind of thing.
And let me ask you this, because I know earlier this hour we were talking about the kids being home from school and getting outdoors and having fun and, you know, the virtual school thing and how that, you know, kind of messes up that whole plan of getting out and enjoying a snow day because they don't really have it. But let me ask you this. So I know you have a teenager in the house. So is Corey... is he responsible for doing all the snow blowing and taking care of all the snow out there? Or
Kind of, yes. He has somebody come do it.
So well, nobody really wants to do it.
Well, the thing. He knew what his schedule this winter was going to be like. And we have a really long driveway that is not paved. And I can do it. I could probably do it if I had to. But my husband is good to me in that way. And he's like, I'm not going to make you try to snow blow dirt when your back is already bad, your hip's already bad. I think this one tire on the snow blower goes flat as well while you're using it. We obviously have to get that fixed. So he actually just has somebody come do it because he didn't want me to be stuck here this winter if he was off traveling somewhere else and we got some sort of snow and then I couldn't get out for some reason. So he's just got somebody set up to come do it this year for us. That's new though. We don't usually do that. I mean, we usually take care of everything ourselves. And you know, we've had two teenage boys in the house though. Grab a shovel, everybody. We're digging ourselves out, right?
Yeah.
And my kids have always been really good about that, especially if dad has been gone. They've never had any qualms, even when they were little. I mean, it took a lot more time when they were little because obviously they were playing more than doing. But my boys have always been really good to me about that. They've never just been like, Mom, you've got it. It's fine. As soon as we would get a lot of snow, I'd be like, guys, we've got to go shovel out. And pretty soon everybody'd be getting dressed and they were usually outside before me. So I can honestly say my kids, I mean, you know, I know where their faults in life are. I mean, I've raised them. I know where the faults are, Finn. But I could honestly say when it came to that kind of stuff, especially if their dad wasn't around, they were always really good to their mama by helping me do stuff and dig us out and all of that good stuff. So
that's awesome.
Because I can't complain about that.
We've had some that have done that, and then we've had some that there's a whole bunch of complaining about getting out, and it's like, oh, it's not even worth it.
Except I'm going to say that there are complaints, but they are overall they very good to me, and they will go out and do it. You know, and that's the one thing. My kids are pretty awesome. They have their little flaws here and there. They don't always take their dirty dishes to the sink. Sometimes I walk into the room and I'm like, what, did a closet explode in here? Overall, you know, yesterday, that's the one thing I said to him. We were having lunch and we were in Madison, and I said to him, you guys have been pretty good to your mama over the years. And my Dexter looked at me and he goes, that's because we've had an awesome mom who's been good to us. Now, I can take that as a compliment, but then in the back of my head, I'm like, what is he going to ask me for later this week? I mean, that's where
there's
my mind goes.
Something. There's an ulterior motive
right,
here.
Right. Well, we've all had teenagers. We know how this works,
yeah, we know
right?
How that
so
works. Yeah.
We know how it works. Maybe not. Maybe he was just actually complimenting me. We'll see how it goes. Corey also wants us to know that there is another snowstorm with accumulations coming this weekend too, by the way, people. So just, it's going to be a fast clipper moving system, I believe, but just something else to keep an eye out for. It's why when Max was a little upset he had to go back to Milwaukee yesterday without having to go to work, and all of his friends are back in school, so there's not really anybody online to talk to. You know, I was like, dude, I said it might be for the best, because this is going to be kind of a tricky week as far as the weather, and you don't want to get stuck here and then miss your first couple days of classes if they do in fact start on Tuesday. So I said it might be better that you're back there, and I said if things, you know, I said they slow down a little bit, you don't have class till mid next week, always come back for a couple days. I mean, it's not like we're going anywhere. We're always here. So you're always welcome at our house. We've got some celebrating to do this morning with this birthday list, though, Finn. So we need to take a look at who we get to celebrate on this wintry, weathery day. And of course, we're going to take a look at the celebrity side to start things out. But I'll remind you that if you are celebrating today, maybe know somebody who is, while we go through the famous list, you can always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-5990. So starting right here at the top of our celebrity list, Nicola Peltz, who is the blonde killer from the Bates Motel TV series. She actually played Mark Wahlberg's daughter Tessa in Transformers Age of Extinction as well. She's celebrating her 29th birthday. Nina Dubrov, who played Elena on The Vampire Diary, she actually has a new movie coming out this year as well called The Bricklayer. That stars Aaron Eckhart and her. It's kind of an action thriller type thing. But she is also the girlfriend of snowboarder Sean White. I think he'd probably much enjoy this weather that we're having today, just based on his profession. She is celebrating her 35th birthday. Kate Middleton, Prince William's wife, the mother of his children, she is the official Princess of Wales. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday. AJ McLean, the baddest of the Backstreet Boys, is 46 years old today. He actually went into rehab in 2001 for his addiction to alcohol, drugs, as well as the groupies. And I just saw the other day, it kind of crossed my timeline, but he and his wife of like 12 years, they're divorcing now as well. It's Chad Ochocinco. He has zero Super Bowl rings, but boy, dude sure was good when he was on the field, and he could run really fast. He's celebrating his 46th birthday today. We've got Omari Hardwick also celebrating. He was Ghost St. Patrick on the Star series Power. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. Dave Matthews is celebrating his 57th birthday. He had some big albums, especially 1994's Under the Table and Dreaming. It had Ants Marching on it, What Would You Say, also Satellite. And then you had 1999's album Crash, which is one of my favorites. Crash In to Me, Say Much, So Much to Say, Too Much, and Trippin' Billies, which is an interesting name of a song. Sounds like some sort of law that they would, you know, have implemented in Indiana, hillbilly fishing people, or whatever it was called. But anyway, we'll throw in some Dave Matthews, I think, this morning as he celebrates. Jolie Richardson, she was Julia on Nip Tuck. That's basically the last thing we really saw her in, and that's been a few years ago. She is celebrating her 59th birthday. From Hole, guitar guitarist Eric Erlandson is celebrating his 61st birthday. Now, I always thought it was interesting because for a long time he was paired up with Drew Barrymore, and that
was just
going
to ask you because I was trying to remember, was he with Drew Barrymore for a while? Yeah,
yes, mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, now that doesn't make any sense to me. But at the time, Drew Barrymore, I think, was going through a lot more personal stuff, and it made a little bit more sense because some of those Hole members, they had some stuff going on. We'll just say that.
We'll just say that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll leave it nicely this morning. Mark Martin, who's a NASCAR driver, he actually wrote the book NASCAR for Dummies. He is celebrating his 65th birthday. Imelda Staunton, the universally hated Professor Umbridge in Harry Potter. She's also Queen Elizabeth II on The Crown. She is celebrating her 68th birthday today. J.K. Simmons, oh, we've talked about this. We talk about him every year when he has a birthday. We love him. He is celebrating his 69th birthday. Howard Silk on the Starz sci-fi series Counterpart. He was also Joe Jonah Jameson in the first Spider-Man trilogy, Will Pope on The Closer, and Vern Schlinger in Oz. Crystal Gayle, I usually don't bring up the country artist, but I mean, she's got the hair. Everybody knows mm-hmm. Crystal Gayle. Everybody remembers her. She's also Loretta Lynn's little sister. Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue? That was a great song. She is 73 years old today. David Johansson, who changed his name from David to Buster Poindexter. He had the huge hit Hot, Hot, Hot in the 1980s. He actually started his career as the lead singer for the glam band The New York Dolls. He is 74 years old today. We have Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin also celebrating. Whoa. Obviously, legendary band. He is 80 years old. Of course, you have some of their huge albums, including 1969's Led Zeppelin with Good Times, Bad Times. In 1969, Whole Lotta Lovin' and Livin' Lovin' Maid. She's Just a Woman. Then you go to 1970,